my podcast top talent. Well, if you're a podcast listener, congratulations, you came to the right place. This is Top Talent. This is my podcast. My name is Richie Phillips. I am a former radio, I was going to say radio personality, but I think that's very obnoxious. A former radio co-host here in the capital region of upstate New York, where this podcast originates. I did morning radio for 30 years, retired in 2016, and now I'm playing radio, doing the podcast, because I'm glad there's no other podcasts to listen to. Thank God. Oh my God. There's like 1 million, I think there's 2 million podcasts out there now. It's just nuts. So how do I get you to hang on and listen to this whole thing? Well, especially if you are a Judy Garland fan, if you happen to remember Judy Garland, not just from The Wizard of Oz, but I'm talking about from her adult career, a stellar career, you want somebody to keep that memory alive, right? To keep the tradition alive. Well, there's somebody that's appearing in this area. Her name is Nancy Hayes, and she's here to do a tribute to Judy Garland with her real-life daughter, who plays Liza Minnelli. And they're going to do a whole routine, you know, singing Judy's greatest hits, maybe telling some stories in between. It's an exciting show, and it's happening at the Wood Theater here in Glens Falls. Let's go to the interview now, and let's speak with Nancy Hayes here on Top Talent. And I think I have found the top talent. I have found the Nancy Hayes. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you. I am so happy to be here.
Oh,
thanks, Richie.
Really glad to have you. Really glad to have you. Do you mind if I kick this off with my jingle?
Not at all. I'd love to hear it.
Okay, and I want to see if you can hear it on the phone here. Here we go. Can you sing? Can you dance? Pull a rabbit from your pants? Make a rhyme? Tell a joke? Burp when you drink a Coke? That's not a talent. Nope.
Jump a hurdle, do a flip, get your dog to do a trick. Top talent. Top talent. And I couldn't hear it, unfortunately. That makes me sad, but I'm sure it was wonderful.
Maybe you're better off. You're better off not hearing all that blabbing.
Well, what was it about, Richie? What was the jingle? What was it?
Well, I can do it here. Can you sing? Can you dance? Pull a rabbit from your pants? Can you hear that?
I can hear you do that right there. Yeah. And I know you're a performer because I know you did the Randy Travis program, and I heard such great feedback about that. So I know you're a performer, so I'd love to hear it. Well,
maybe you
can send it to me.
Oh, sure.
That was interesting because it was just silence on my end, but I'm sure it was wonderful.
Oh, let me see why that. Well, the jingle kind of went, can you sing, can you dance, pull a rabbit from your pants, tell a rhyme, tell a joke, burp when you drink a Coke? No, that's not a talent. Jump a hurdle, do a flip, get your dog to do a trick, top talent. Play piano, play guitar, hit a ball really far. Are you a superstar? Let's find out who you are. That's the end of this song. It's already too long. Top talent. Whew. Don't ask me to do that again, please.
I love that. Well, that so speaks my language because from the time I was really little, I have adored artists of all types. It could be a fire eater. It could be a juggler. It could be a magician, a poet, you know, anything. And I just am a magnet, you know, it's great. So you kind of encompassed all that in that little jingle. How well done was that? That's great.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Well, I don't know. You are a multi-talent. I looked on your website, and it's true. I mean, if you look all over the place, if you Google this lady, you will see that she's a singer, line dance performer, songwriter, actor, entertainer, resume. Every time I go and I find something else with your name on it, I go, well, that can't be the same person. And then I go, oh, my God.
Well, it's interesting because I have four kids and I've never had a career outside the arts. I do have a wonderful husband. But, you know, the two of us have managed to support all these kids, put them through college.
Wow.
And my career was always in the arts. And so I had to kind of do a lot of different things.
Yep.
In order to pay all those bills, including the tuition ones. But I'm grateful that I've been able to. So it's been fun.
Out of all the things, what would you most likely be like to be remembered for? The singer, the line dancer, the actor, the entertainer, the songwriter?
Wow, that's an interesting question that I don't think anyone has ever asked me before. But I would think that I would like to be remembered for the joy that perhaps the art that I created for someone else.
Sure.
Because I feel like all of my dance products are, I sing and perform, but they're really for dancers to dance themselves. So they're part of the artistic experience.
Right.
And I think it's magnified when you have a singer up there and they're performing, and then the dancer is dancing on the dance floor it's sort of this combo experience that if you're just a concert performer, you don't really get. You get people maybe cheering at you, but they're not creating their own entertainment. And as far as, you know, my Judy Garland theatrical stuff, I want to portray Judy Garland in a positive, happy, joyful way that I believe she would want to be portrayed for her legacy in life. I respect greatly the Academy Award, you know, performance by Renee Zellweger and others that have portrayed Judy in a very tragic way. But I want to honor Judy, and I want to do happy days and show her in the best possible light. So those would be the two things I would say regarding the theatrical show I'll be doing in Glens Falls, and then also the line dance experience that I'll be giving folks for Kevin Richards. And I'm going to enjoy being with the dance audience on Saturday, October 21st at the Beth L. Dance Studio. I know Kevin's teaching all afternoon, and then my performance is in the evening starting at 7 o'clock. And then on Sunday, we look forward to seeing everybody at the Wood Theater. It's a 3 p.m. performance, and I know the opening act is Laura Roth. And we're going to do Judy and Liza London Palladium Concert Tribute, and we're going to have a great time.
But you're not doing it alone, correct? You have somebody with you.
No, I'm performing with my daughter, which even makes it more special.
Amazing.
Both of these projects I do with my daughters, two daughters. I have two sons and two daughters, and all of my kids are involved with me. But I am doing a performance of a tribute to the only time in history that Judy Garland performed with her daughter, Liza Minnelli, on a concert stage was at the London Palladium. And Liza was 18, and it was her very first performance in front of a live audience. And my daughter, Mary, just absolutely magically captures, I think, young Liza. And then this concert, which they did in 1964, Judy did all of her major hits. And so the combination of the arrangements that Robert Ollis, our music director, has put together, and all of the chemistry between the mother-daughter, I think, come through. And that's that show that would be at the Woods Theater. And then the next the Prius performance, the night before, I'm doing my own music. So I write music, and then I perform country music for primarily line dancers who enjoy dancing along to my music.
And you're very well known in the line dance community, right? And the one song that you have, is it Come Dance With Me? It was huge.
Well, Come Dance With Me is a phenomena, and it really is probably one of the most popular line dances of all time. They did a flash mob of it at the Great Wall of China.
What?
And there are millions, and I'm not kidding you, of downloads, thousands of videos of people dancing to it all over the world, all over Malaysia, Asia, Indonesia, Germany. There's 10 million views on one video in France
of
people
God.
Dancing to it. So the song Come Dance With Me has sort of, you know, made me well known as a performer of line dance music. And then I do have a lot of other songs that are successful, but not nearly as successful as that one that has kind of brought me to all parts of the world.
Well,
it's crazy.
Let's give everybody a hint of the song here.
Come dance with me.
All right, yeah, that's a little bit of a clip of this unbelievably popular song. I didn't realize that Dancing on the Great Wall of China. How much better can you get than that? Hope nobody fell off the Great Wall.
Well, it was a flash mob, and it was so crazy. They sent me a video of it, and it's been done, I kid you not, thousands of people gather, hold hands, sing the chorus with me, and you'll always hear my voice coming through these YouTube videos. But so that song is really popular. And then I have this brand new song called Hearts Like a Train.
Yeah.
It's not really brand new, but it's newly released. And then my daughter, my other daughter, Caroline, who's an actress who's been on Chicago Med, and she's starred in a Lifetime movie, and she's done a lot of major theater. She is the leading actress in my music video, Heart Like a Train by Nancy Hayes, H-A-Y-S.
I've got a heart like a train, and it's seen miles and miles of pain ever since the day I said we're through. But it's back on the right track, and it won't stop till it brings me back to you. Back to you.
So I have the great blessing of doing these shows that Kevin Richards has invited me to do back to back. And I get to show both sides of me as a performer, which is thrilling because it's, you know, it's getting to wear two hats at once. So I'm very grateful to Kevin for that.
Yeah. And we're just so happy to have you here. It's going to be a fantastic show. And by the way, Kevin texted me, for anybody listening to this, there is a promo code. And if you are listening to this and you hear the promo code, you're going to get 50% off on the tickets. And the promo code is, this is very technical and very hard to remember, Nancy. That's the promo code. If you go to,
all right.
Yeah, if you go to the Wood Theater and you look for, and you know, order your tickets on there and you look for where it says enter promo code, you enter the promo code Nancy. That's Nancy. And you will get 50% off the tickets. I mean, it's great.
That is an incredibly generous offer. And I must tell you, this show has choreography. It's very theatrical. We do the fun things with the top hats and the coats you might remember seeing in clips of Judy. There's everything from Over the Rainbow to her, you know, Academy Award nominated performance of The Man That Got Away. And then there's all these super fun songs, the trolley song, classic hits from the Great American Songbook. And it's, our musical director is fantastic. He has some patter back and forth with us, much like they did in the original concert. And if folks want to get a glimpse, they can YouTube Judy and Liza at the Palladium, and they will kind of see the original concert. It's in black and white, but we do everything we can to come as close to that concert as possible. And, you know, I think those kinds of performances really were rare and historic and well worth remembering and honoring. And that's what we're doing with this particular show.
Now, I also saw in your bio that you played Judy as a kid, right? Or as a teenager?
It's so funny. She comes back to me over and over again. Huh. I've played Judy Garland in 8 different roles.
Wow.
During my lifetime. And the first performance I ever had in a professional theater, I played Judy Garland's role of Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz as a teenager in an Equity theater. And then I used the song You Made Me Love You as my audition piece next year and was cast at Opryland USA playing Judy Garland in a review called I Hear America Singing. Then I was spotted at that particular show and one of just a few performers invited to do a television special in Hawaii. And I portrayed Judy Garland again in the television show, which we filmed there. Then I flash forward all these years. I was in a musical review in Chicago called Heavenly Evening, cast as Judy, older Judy, and then was able to play the Chicago debut of the Broadway musical version that Hugh Jackman was in on Broadway. I played the Chicago version at a theater of Boy from Oz, which is about Peter Allen.
Right.
And but I played Judy in that. And then from there, I've been doing the Palladium show. So you see, I have sort of, Judy is in my heart and my soul.
Yeah.
Because I've played her at different parts of my life, and I have always adored her, and I feel particularly blessed. I feel sort of like a vessel. It's very strange, but I do. I really hope people get that sense when they see the show, and I really want them to come out. And Mary is just incredible as Liza. I know I'm very prejudiced, but I have a really talented daughter, and she's just, she's so fun to sing with. I'm excited about performing with her too.
Now, when she first saw Liza Minnelli, did she feel the same kind of connection that you did, or was she kind of not forced into it, but did she have to in the beginning assume the role and then start to like her, you know?
It's interesting that you asked this question. Mary, no one will know this probably when they see the show, but my daughter suffered a stroke at birth.
Wow.
And she had mild cerebral palsy and epilepsy and a few other issues and had to have a lot of therapy early in life and wore a brace on her leg. And you will not know because she is on stage. If someone didn't tell you, you wouldn't know the way that she compensates. However, she saw Liza, you might remember, on the Academy Awards a few years back. Lady Gaga introduced her, and she did research on Liza, and Liza had a stroke later in life.
That's right.
And it's very interesting. I once again feel like Mary is sort of, there's something there between who Liza is today and how she wants to be remembered and honored. And my daughter portraying her because she can emotionally relate to where Liza might be in a different way. Does that sound strange?
It's amazing.
It's really true.
It's amazing how she has connected with both. It's unbelievable.
It really is. And she's watched her videos and she just, I really think she understands where she's coming from in her heart and how she's a vibrant, exciting live talent. And she never lived in the shadow. I shouldn't say that. She did not. She was honoring her own mother,
right?
But she was her own person.
Yep.
Right. So that's kind of how Mary is too with me, I think.
Amazing. And when you did the show in Opryland, is it one of those things where you had to do like 6, 7, 8 shows a day?
Richie, you're so knowledgeable about the business. But
well,
yes,
I'm just
I did
thinking.
8 shows a day.
I just made that up. No, I know how those shows work, though. On a turntable.
We laughed. We had a Zoom call during the pandemic, and you know my cast was amazing. Sam Harris won Star Search. He was who introduced me as Judy, and he won Star Search singing Over the Rainbow, which is the song he had introduced me singing. It's crazy. I'm telling you, there's all these crazy stories. And then my roommate was Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, who went on to be nominated for an Oscar for a movie with, Paul Newman and Tom Cruise, and has done, she won it, you know, was like, she was either nominated or won a Tony on Broadway for Man of La Mancha. She's an amazing singer. She was my roommate at Opryland.
Wow.
And so many of the performers, Jeff Harner's in New York, and he's like the top cabaret performer in the world, and Leslie Lewis is a jazz singer in Paris. They were all in my cast that went to Hawaii and filmed the TV special. And many others that were in that cast did Broadway shows and other things. So I felt very blessed. I had a lot of good training early.
Yeah.
And I just kind of fell into it, really.
You just keep doing the
shows. Because of Judy.
Sure. Again, because of Judy. You know, the only experience I've ever had actually doing more than one show in a row was this Randy Travis thing. This is just something that came out of the blue. Kevin and I have been friends for a long time. And long story short, he asked me if I wanted to do a little opening, you know, shtick. And I said, oh, my God, I would love to do it. And he said, well, we're going to do 2 shows. And then that was last year. And then this year I did 2 shows. And then the next morning we went to New Hampshire, which from here is only about a 4-hour ride. But I wanted the experience of like being, quote unquote, on tour for one day of my life, you know, or doing multiple shows. And it's exhausting. I don't know. And you did 8 shows in a day?
Yeah, it was crazy. We were really worked hard, but we had the greatest time of our lives. We were very young then.
That's true.
You know, we had a lot of energy. Right. I still have a ton of energy. People cannot understand. I multitask at such a crazy level. I think God has just given me the drive. I just enjoy life. But you're right. It can be tiring. But then again, it's wonderful. And it sounds to me like that Randy Travis thing was so successful, they may want to take you on the road with them and have you do it.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Now, there's an example of, I don't know. My bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I mean, you know, my wife wants me out of the house at any moment.
There's a song.
Well, you know, Randy Travis, of course, he had a stroke himself. You know, you were talking about that. And it's such an interesting concert that was, but I digress because it's too much to talk about with you. But
he probably knows everything that's going on.
He does
not communicate, so he's probably just gleefully happy that you're able to bring his music and enlighten audiences. And that's, you're a vessel. So I think we have all this in common.
Yeah, right? It's amazing. It's amazing.
So,
and I also, again, looking at your bio, you did opening acts for George Burns and Kenny Rogers. And
I did.
Now, how did that happen? I mean, we could talk to you for hours, but how did that happen?
I have so many stories. The first name act I ever opened for was Danny Thomas at the Las Vegas Hilton in 1986. And then I went on and opened for many comedians, the Smothers Brothers, George Burns, Rich Little, you know, Bob Newhart. I opened for a lot of comedians that would have a band. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Those acts in that time period had wanted a young girl singer because they were kind of vaudevillian trained comedians. And that was the style, was that a variety act would come on before them and sing and dance, and then they would do the comedy. But nowadays, comedians open for other comedians, and they don't have that model anymore. So I was blessed that I got to do that. And then I moved into country music after my Nashville days, when I started writing, songwriting. And that brings me to Heart Like a Train, which is, you know, written by two Country Music Hall of Fame songwriters. The song, one of the songs I'll be singing at Kevin's event on Friday night. Or I'm sorry, on Saturday night, the 21st, I was in Nashville and I was songwriting and working with writers. And, you know, some writers don't sing. So they hire a singer to demonstrate their song for a celebrity artist. Well, I was one of those singers. So I was able to sing songs by incredible writers. And I recorded about 40 songs.
40?
And
wow.
Yes. And many of them were cut by major acts, but there was a song called Heart Like a Train that was never cut by anybody but Nancy Hayes. And decades went by, and I've always thought this song was a hit record. And I liked my voice on it. At the time, I thought, wow, this is a good song. So imagine this. I was 2012, so I recorded the song in 87. 2012, I thought, I'm going to sing this live. I've never done it live. I'm in the UK. I've done many, many tours of the UK, and I'm just going to do it. And I did it, and I could not believe people loved the song. And then I kept thinking, well, I've got to release this because no one's ever going to hear it if I don't release the
song. Yeah, absolutely.
And I, so, but, and at that time, both writers were still living. Ronnie Samoset was still living. But, so, but the song is written in the first person. So it's about a young girl and she's singing in that young voice, right? So she's a 20 something singing. And I thought, well, I'm middle aged. I can't do it now. And then I kept thinking and laying awake bed at night. And then finally another 10 years pass. And I took it to a documentary filmmaker and he said, well, I think this is a hit recording and I love your voice on it. And why can't you sing it? And I said, well, I'm too old now. And he said, but don't you have a daughter that's an actress? Why can't she act out the role and you sing it? Like, you know how in the musical, The Fantastics, you know, there's a narrator.
Right, right, right.
So I narrate the song in the music video. And my daughter, my young actress daughter, is acting it out. And she's sort of acting like a young me, but she's sort of herself. And it's kind of magical. I think once again, this is sort of the story of Nancy Hayes' life. It's like, there's a purpose in everything. And there was a reason why it wasn't released many years ago. And now it's just taking off. I was on a television show yesterday. It's starting to get some major play in Nashville and other places and all over Europe. And there's a line dance to it too. So anyway, I'm rambling.
You never stop. No, I'm just sitting there listening and just admiring everything you're doing. I mean, as an older person, couldn't you do like a heart, like a slow moving train? I mean, couldn't you make it like a ballad? You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know, it's funny, Richie. I need you to do a shout out for me because people love this song so much that I've been getting shout outs from friends and they're doing it in their own style. So some people do it as like a Las Vegas crooner and others are singing it gospel. And whoops. So, yes, you can do it however you like.
A heart like a train. Thank you.
There you go.
Well, actually, I've been working on a version of Come Dance With Me because I am the worst dancer in the world. So I was thinking if I was going to sing your song, I'd have to go, don't dance with me. You will be doomed before you start. You soon will see a grown man quickly fall apart. Should I stay in my seat? I have three left feet. Don't dance with me. Thank you. I'll be here every Friday and Saturday night.
I am so impressed. Now, I now know that you need to go on America's Got Talent. And you are a very unique comedian
who can do
parody songs.
Well,
right?
that's what I did for 30 years on the radio. And that's what I did with, and this, again, back to this Randy Travis show, it was the biggest thrill of my life. I actually did a parody of Randy Travis's song with Randy Travis sitting on the stage next to me, for God's sakes. I'll never forget it in my whole life.
Wow, that is so amazing. And you know what? You have a really nice voice.
Oh, thank you.
The thing is that you can pull that off, and it's a very great combination. I think that a lot of people get offended by comedians that can be dirty or don't, you know, they're just not that funny. But parody singers, you have to be very clever to come up with those lyrics. What was it, Al Yankovic? Who was the person that was like...
Weird
became
Al.
Very famous. You could be the new Al Yankovic.
Well, there was Alan Sherman. Remember Alan Sherman? Hello, Mudda. Hello, Fada. And all those people.
Yeah.
Those are the people I love.
You're listening to Top Talent. You're a very smart person. We'll be back in a moment.
There's no sponsor for the show, and that's okay with me. I must be crazy because I do this thing for free. All I ask is that you like and subscribe to Top Talent. Please.
And now back to the show.
Well, actually, I did a lot of conferences before I was ever in radio, and that, I think you and I have a connection. Do you not have a booking service as well? Was that the same, Nancy Hayes? Well, the night before I was preparing all this, and I thought I had everything, and then I Googled your name, and it said Nancy Hayes Entertainment, and it had Jim Gaffigan and all these people. I'm like, well, they can't be the same person. I think, well, maybe it's spelled different.
It is.
My God.
Well, it's so funny because I had to make a living. So you see, I had no major record deal. I didn't have any sponsor, backer, or anything. And so I had to reinvent myself. But I have always loved artists. So I love booking other people.
Wow.
So I started my own company. And I actually worked for a large event company for 9 years after I got out of graduate school. And I worked for them. And then I sang at the same time. So I was able to perform. I was kind of ahead of my time. I had my own office in my own home starting in the mid-90s. And most people didn't do that till after the pandemic, but I did. And so I started this company strictly booking artists for corporate events.
Yeah.
And so I do a lot of conventions and meetings and have both performed on them and then produced the talent. So I worked with everybody from Lionel Richie to Carole King to, John Legend. I mean, huge name acts. But I mean, it's not glamorous. I will be doing, setting up their catering and arranging for their hotel and airfare, et cetera.
Sure.
And then I will be producing the show, probably a little bit like what Kevin is extraordinary at what he does.
Unbelievable.
And he has so many, he's a DJ too. And he's doing choreography for my song, Come Waltz With Me. He told me he's writing a dance to it.
He's
so you see, we're all very versatile.
Oh yeah. Well, I worked with him for 25 years. When I was on the radio, and he was on the radio at like 12 or 13 is when he first started.
Well, he still looks like he's 12 or 13 from the pictures I've seen.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know. He looks so young in those pictures. I thought, wow, he's either very photogenic or just, I don't know. But those pictures look very youthful.
Very talented.
But so now, Richie, I've decided we have to go on the road together. You have the perfect combination of comedic skills.
I'm telling you. My bags are packed.
We can build our own new vaudeville.
Well, I did conferences. I did conventions. That's what I did before I was ever in radio. I did like insurance conferences. And that's exactly, they would give me information. I would write songs about, insurance agents and that type of thing. So if you ever have, a conference where you're looking for an opening act, I'm ready right now to leave.
Well, you'd be perfect for that, plus emceeing. So you could probably cover a lot of things for the corporate events.
Yes.
And course, there's been a reprieve. There hasn't been much of them during COVID, but now they're coming back.
Exactly.
But no, I think that's fantastic. I'd love to get a video. Send me some of your stuff so I can pitch it to my clients and see if they
will
hire us. So that's fantastic. And I think that the versatility, also increases your appreciation of other artists.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're just one single-minded, now I don't want to say I'm not authentic country because I am. I grew up in central Illinois. My mom's family were farmers. I was exposed to country when I lived in Nashville. And, I absolutely adore the genre. That's what I write. But I also was, like many young girls, I was in musicals in my high school.
Mm.
So I played in musical theater. So, of course, I loved it. I was also jazz band vocalist for my high school jazz band. So I got exposed to different styles of music.
Right.
And I particularly love big band and show tunes. And so I think that that makes you better at whatever single genre you do is you bring to it other components that maybe make you unique as an artist by, you know, I think it was Asleep at the Wheel that does swing music.
Yeah.
And it's country, but it's a country swing. And it's just, it's their own unique style of combining two different types of genres within their own, you know, identity or brand, I guess.
Well, that's what hit me when I'm looking at your bio. I'm thinking you're doing, you know, musical theater and country. You know, it's like very diverse. You're very, very diverse in what you do, which is amazing. And that's what I was also going to ask. Would you give advice, like to your own kids, would you give the advice to stay diversified? There's some people that think, you know, if you're like the jack of all trades, master of none, which I've always considered myself as well. You know, I did radio, I did all these different things, but I never really concentrated on any one thing. But I enjoyed doing all of it. Which do you think is the better road to take? Do you think that, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I guess there is no answer.
I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer. I think you follow your heart.
Right.
And if your heart tells you that you love musical theater just as much as you also love singing country music, you might find that you're uniquely qualified for something. My dad used to say, do something you love so much you do it without being paid, which is what I do frequently.
Right.
And then get someone to pay you to do that, and you'll be really happy. So I'll give you a crazy example. So I was hired to do this new musical. It's in the works, called Cargo, and it's a female truck driver, and she has a Tammy Wynette type of song, and it's just a belter, and she's a great role. And I thought, well, gosh, the director thought, well, you know, she sings country music and she does musical theater. This is the right person. So there haven't been many country singers. I know Reba did Annie Get Your Gun on Broadway. I can't think of too many other country singers. So maybe that makes me unique if I'm still alive and there's a role.
You're there.
So I don't know. I think you have to follow your heart. If right. you enjoy doing things, don't let people put you in a box.
That's exactly
because
it. Yep.
If they're going to do that, they're limiting their own vision. It's like politics. Do people all have to be in this box? Because I don't think I belong in either box.
Right.
And we won't go there. But you know what I'm saying? It's like narrow-minded thinking in terms of that. You just open your heart and your soul. But my kids, you just hit a very interesting subject because they're all artists.
Mm.
But two of them, my daughter Mary is channeling a lot of her art into working with seniors with dementia and Alzheimer's. That's another thing about our Liza.
Wow.
She
That's great.
Has a gift of singing to these elderly people that will bring back memories. So in addition to her professional singing, she is using her master's in social work to work with seniors. And I think that is incredible. And there's no audience there other than them. But when she sees them, you know, remember something, that's better than an audience applauding.
Boy, I think I have a connection with your whole family because I play at senior centers. My mother was in one and
really?
I played there and I had a really great time doing it. And you play with people that have Alzheimer's and it's amazing. They can't even speak. And then they'll walk over to the piano and start singing the song. They know every lyric. Isn't it amazing?
Well, Tony Bennett, see, they showed that on television. And Mary will sing, you know, For Me and My Gal, which is what we do, one of the songs we do in the show, or any number of songs. And it's just, it's incredible.
It's incredible.
It's joyful for their family.
Sure.
And so my daughter Mary is a social worker.
Hmm.
My son Matthew is a doctor. He's in his residency, but he was a professional actor. He did, he was in a show that Tommy Tune directed. He was in the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. He did multiple, he performs with me on some of my recordings, but he decided to go into medicine like my dad. My son Eddie is a screenwriter and a filmmaker, and he's out in LA. He's got a job at Warner Brothers. He's just starting out, but I think he's going to be an artist in terms of that. And then, of course, Caroline, you know, is in the music video, but she has a job as an accountant at Deloitte. She just got a job right out of college from UCLA. But they sort of take after their mom. They do lots of different things.
Yeah.
And You got to follow your heart. That's what Heart Like a Train is about, following your heart.
That's right.
That's.
And in the entertainment business, I guess you got to be you have to be diversified, right? You got to be ready for anything.
Because now, do you have kids, Richie?
Yes, I have one. Yeah, he's 33 years old, and he's in the marketing biz.
But, did he sing or play guitar or do anything like you do?
He played drums as a kid, and I always wanted him to pursue it. But I don't know. I had a theory about that because when I was a kid, I was like 6 years old. My parents took me to regular lessons, and I could not. They tried to force me to take regular lessons. To this day, I play by ear. I can't read music. And I didn't – same thing. I didn't want to force him. If he likes it, you got to like it. I believe you have to really have that inner love for music, don't you feel? You can't be forced. And he loves music.
No,
but
really can't be. Yeah. And it's very important, I think, that they stick to it or not stick to it.
Right.
And that they're not forced. Because when they are, then you won't have any success with it.
That's
they
right.
may come back to it.
Yeah.
But honestly, it is an extremely difficult way to make a living, as you might know.
Oh, yeah.
And so you have to be all in. And if you're not all in, it is a very hard road. My brother, who is also a physician, said to me that the performer, the artist, doesn't really ever have a roadmap like everybody else. Well, oh, okay, if you go to college and you study biology, well, then maybe you'll become go into medicine. Then maybe you have an internship and a residency. And there's kind of like this roadmap, right?
Right.
But and to get a CPA, okay, you get your this, you do that. You're a performer. You might have an up and then a down and then a sideways.
That's
and
right.
You just have to stay on your own course. And, you know, we're always very emotional anyway. So it's tough to navigate that.
That's
path.
Right.
No, does your wife have a solid job? Because my husband has been a saint through this because he always had a steady, a steady job that had health insurance.
Yeah.
And that helped me to take more risks. But
absolutely.
Not everybody has that. You know, they just don't have that. Not everybody does. Do you have that situation?
Don't have a great pension in radio. Radio, it's like, you're done. That's it. You know, no, didn't have a pension. My wife comes from an accountant, business-minded family. Her father's 95 years old and was an accountant all his life. And she made me save. Otherwise, I would be one of those music people that would have 19 pianos, but no retirement savings, you know? So.
Oh my goodness. I relate to you so much,
yeah.
But you're going to be fine because you are, you know, you have a gift.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And so as long as you can speak, you're going to be able to work. I don't think 95, there's a lot more 95 year olds out there now than there used to be.
I know.
So you can keep doing it.
It's absolutely incredible. Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm telling you, we're going on the road together. You know, I found some trivia about Judy Garland, since we got a really continue to promote your Judy Garland experience that you're going to have up here. Did you know that her first signature song was Jingle Bells as a kid?
Like, that's interesting.
Like 4 years old.
I did not know that. That's, you've taught me something. And we say it in the show, Zing with the Strings of My Heart was her audition piece
right.
for MGM when she was 13.
Yep.
And she never left it out of her show because it did get her the contract and she always did perform it. So that's interesting. At Jingle Bells, I didn't. Maybe that was as the Gum Sisters, right? When she was a little girl.
When she was a little girl. And Zing went the Strings of My Heart. I just read that yesterday, too, that her father was dying. And she sang that song the day that he died or the day after he died or something like that.
That has always kind of been her more even in her own heart than Over the Rainbow, because it was her kind of her lucky song. And
and
she sang it very differently when she was very, very young. She sang it almost like a ballad.
Mm-hmm.
And then later she jazzed it up. We do all this in the show. We talk about her Academy Award nomination and how they came into the maternity ward.
Right.
And that's a very funny, interesting story. I hope your listeners will come and, you know, hear about that, because Judy told it on her TV show. They also kind of set her up for failure in that she had a fantastic TV show the same year she did the Palladium concert. And Liza came on the TV show after, you know, a few times. And so did Barbara Streisand and all these major stars. But they put her opposite Bonanza.
Oh,
and so she didn't even have a chance, you know, because Bonanza was the number one show and there were only three networks. And so Judy was almost like her show was so fantastic that in reruns later or like on YouTube, you'll see it and be like, oh my gosh, but the ratings weren't great because they could have put her at any other time slot, but they put her there. And then, you know, it's kind of like the whole thing with MGM and how she completely lost her contract. We tell the story in the Palladium concert. Do you know how crazy this is? Fanny Bryce is responsible for her performing at the London Palladium.
Huh.
That's the other thing that people don't know.
Yeah.
And Fanny Bryce was her good friend and told her when her career was, you know, over with MGM, she needed to go to London and sing at this venue because her fans would love her there. And so she took her daughter and she went over there and she performed. And also Peter Allen. So Peter Allen became the husband of Liza Minnelli. Do you know where Liza met Peter? At the show that Joe, that Mary and I are doing, the London Palladium concert. He was the opening act.
Wow.
For them.
He was
so
great.
So the trivia is like unbelievable. Yeah. And so they, and then Peter Allen, of course, wrote Quiet Please, There's a Lady on
Stage. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I was thinking of that. So I was thinking of
for his mother-in-law, which is Judy Garland. And actually Liza and Peter, even though Peter, they divorced and, you know, he, you know, did not remain with her, they still remained friends through their whole life. And I think that Peter was very much a part of their story. But there's so much interesting trivia around the London Palladium concert. And Marvin Hamlisch was making his sort of big debut. He wrote a song for Liza that's in the concert. And it's very interesting how, you know, like Charlie Chaplin wrote Smile. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. Yep.
So there's all these classic songs that not only involve Judy, but classic songwriters. And then the medleys. Our musical director is incredible. Robert Aulis has created these arrangements where the vocal harmonies are exactly like the way that Liza and Judy sang them. And they did, you know, like a whole medley of these songs that are huge hits, but they're all done with interesting vocal arrangements.
Which is hard for you.
So that's a really cool part.
How long did it take you to work that out? How, you know, with your daughter? I mean, harmony is a lot different than singing your own. Yeah.
Richie, it's funny you say that. You know that we're having rehearsal tonight.
Oh, are you?
We have rehearsal all afternoon, evening, tomorrow, because I'm going to Nashville on Saturday. This is the crazy thing. I'm recording in Nashville next week, and then we go out to New York. So we have to rehearse here first, and then we'll go out to New York. I'll do the country show there, and then we'll be rehearsing again. So I kind of flip back and forth. But in answer to your question, Mary and I have worked for, oh, gosh, 2 years rehearsing these harmonies and getting the dance steps. And, you know, it's not an easy thing, which is why I hope folks will come and realize it's more than someone just standing there singing. It's, you know, it's actually a show.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's worth the value, because you're getting more of like a musical in this experience. So I hope people come out. I know they'll love it if they do.
And you're going to get 50% off if you listen to this podcast and, you know, all you got to do is say Nancy. It only say the key word is Nancy. How tough is that to remember?
I will say that anyone who has a child that has taken dance lessons or, you know, musical theater or likes show tunes, it's not an old person's like, you know, Rat Pack, you know, we're going to have like the old people up there. You know, Mary is young and vibrant, and there is an energy to the show that I think transcends demographics. It's not an old person show at all necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Although older people are just leaving teary eyed, like, I haven't heard these songs, you know, in 30 years. And it really brings out a lot of emotion.
Sure.
I want to say, if they want to hear clips of some singing of it, they can go to JudyLizaTribute.com on a website, or Kevin has a little sizzle reel he has now. And then there's also a bunch of YouTube clips of us performing from the show. And you can go to SoundCloud under Nancy Hayes, H-A-Y-S, and you can hear clips of me on Dean Richards, who's a national critic, interviewed me and had me sing on the air on his show. And you can hear some of that if you want to.
Okay, so it's JudyLizaTribute.com or SoundCloud under your name.
Yes, and SoundCloud, they'll hear my country stuff too, which is great. They'll get to hear that. And then I do want them to watch the Heart Like a Train music video under Nancy Hayes, because that they'll see Caroline, they'll see that it's really a great, I think that the filmmaking of that is really well worth watching, but
yeah, I'd love
a
to
little
see
prejudice,
it.
But,
and I've also heard your songs on Apple Music and the regular, you know, podcast app. I mean, the music apps too, right? Like
they're all on
Spotify
platforms. You can hear them on Apple Music, Amazon, Spotify. So
yeah.
I hope people will come. They might even want to come to both shows.
And put this in the old calendar, the Glens Falls Stomp. That's going to be happening at the Temple Bethel on Marion Avenue in Glens Falls. Dance lessons from 1 to 4. And then Nancy Hayes' show at 7 p.m. It's a line dance show. And that's happening October the 21st. That's a Saturday. And then on Sunday, it's the Judy Garland and Liza Minnelli tribute show starring Nancy Hayes and her daughter Mary Hefferman with opening act Laura Roth. And they're going to recreate, again, the London Palladium show from 1964, I believe that was. And to spiff all of my listeners here, you will get 50% off the tickets. All you got to do is go to thewoodtheater.org. That's the website. And in the promo code area, all you got to do is type in Nancy. The password is Nancy. And you will get 50% off. It's going to be a great show. You know, it's theater, it's music, it's a little bit of history. You'll love it.
Richie, thank you so much for having me on. And I know Mary and I are going to have a great, great time.
Ah, the pleasure was all mine. Thank you so much. And thank you to everybody who's been listening in the past. And hopefully I can get more people to listen in the future. Please like and subscribe. I would really appreciate it. Leave some comments, hopefully positive. This thing is growing. And hopefully you can tell by the list of people I've already had on, if you've missed some of these. If you like country artists, I'm really got myself a list. I'm trying to write them down here on a cocktail napkin. I need another napkin. I've already had Randy Travis, for God's sake. I had him on with his wife, Mary. I've had Phil Vassar, the piano man. Country artist Billy Dean. I've had Steve Azar. Remember him? I Don't Have to Be Mute Till Monday. Great, great artist. John King, a current artist. I've had tribute acts on. I've had the Elton John, the Billy Joel, the Joni Mitchell tribute acts. I just had the Fab Four Beatles tribute act. They were absolutely fab. I even had a Cher tribute act here. She was incredible as well. I've even gone into the jazz realm. I've had Joey Alexander, who is a Grammy-nominated jazz pianist, young guy, great, great musician. Boy, if you're a musician, you'd love that one as well. Madison Vandenberg and Sawyer Fredericks from the National Talent Contests, you know, American Idol and The Voice. You've already found this podcast, but again, the podcast is on all the major platforms, wherever you get your podcasts. Just type in Top Talent. If you don't see it, type in Top Talent Richie. That's a way to get it, because there's a lot of podcasts with the word talent in the title, and it kind of gets all mishy-moshed. Mishy-moshed has never been a word until now. Thank you again for listening, and hope to see you again on Top Talent.
Check out the website at hireRichie.com. He is on Facebook at Ricky Phillips and Twitter at Ryman Richie. Thanks for listening, and please subscribe and leave a comment. He reads them in bed. It makes him very happy.